Well, it's good to be here and to check out your new address, because I don't know where is Green Hall. So I'm fortunate to have Michael Jung to tell me, it is nowhere near E-Gate. I was thinking of trying to look around there. Wow, you take eternity to locate it around the area. So good to be here. My wife is here for a month at the MBTS. She's doing an MA in Holistic Child Development, so she will value your prayers. Well, she's going on some new ventures, just like you. Partly to teach people Mandarin, at the same time to connect with the community. Okay. I've just finished my 61st birthday yesterday. When I reported my age to Pastor Albert Tan, he says, you're still very young. So I said, how old are you? I'm just 62. He wanted to be young, see? To near the young people. Now, the topic for today is on the urgency. It's not just about evangelism. I seldom speak about this urgency. So I hope that all of you will live with some stirring in your spirit. All right? Yesterday, I spent time, quiet time with the Lord. And the Lord reminded me that when I became a Christian 51 years ago, is that long? He actually marked me with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. And since that day, I have been walking in relationship with God. That's what makes the Christian life exciting. Beyond church programs, nothing wrong. Beyond good music, is our daily walk with the living God who loves all of us. And we're all special in His eyes. Amen? Alright, so let me begin. And this is no mere talk and quoting of Bible verses, but would you please take that down, that for all of us, we have the promise of Jeremiah 29:11. Now, this is important. If you understand this, your life will be fruitful, your life will be fulfilled, and all that God has planned for you, He just requires one thing of you, that you hear and you obey. In fact, these two words are in the, what they call the Hebrew, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Shema, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Listen, O Israel. Or obey, O Israel. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Now, this is the first commandment. With all your soul and with all your mind or with all your strength. Alright, so the whole core of our being, and that's really the excitement of the Christian walk when we come into a relationship with God, is to profess, to confess, and to express, all the S coming up from me now, our love for Him. It is this love that led me so many years ago to throw in the resignation letter from being an engineer in Intel and say, no, I'm not going to put money before God. I'm not going to put earthly security. I'm even going to throw away the island of Penang. You're still around, but for me, I have to throw it away and just go into the wilderness. It's not a bad exchange. From Penang, I went to Vancouver, so it's quite a good exchange. I hid in there for 3 years. And that was an oasis for me where I enriched my relationship with God. It's one of my highlights of my life. So Jeremiah 29:11, young men, ladies, all of you, for I know the plans that I have for you. If you have a Bible or your electronic Bible, turn to it. And this is important. Plans of God are for good and not for evil. And this plan is to give you a future and a hope. Now, people are depressed everywhere. I go to Melbourne, I speak in the X Church, and the young set of people tell me, you know, in Melbourne, a lot of people are very lonely. Not that older people also tell me that. I've been to Australia for 19 years now, Pastor Edward, without fail. Right? A lot of people are lonely. A lot of people are depressed. All right, I have good news for you if you're still single, those of you. Our ultimate fulfillment cannot be found in marriage, no matter how rich it is. Our ultimate fulfillment in life has to be found in our walk with God. Can I hear an amen for that?
Amen.
All right. For married people, I've got bad news. Someday you also have to be single again, okay? I've just met quite a few widows here and there. So don't ever find your fulfillment, ultimate fulfillment rather, in another human being. It is God's grace, it's God's gift. A wife, a good wife who can find and all these kind of things. But at the end of the day, we are made to what? To glorify God. And to enjoy Him, not just for now, but forever. Now, when you have hope in your heart, Doesn't matter young or old, you will never feel depressed. So at my 61st birthday, I gave thanks to God, spent about 2 hours on a quiet chair just to be quiet. Asked God, what passage you want me to read? This is my 61st birthday. And the Lord turned me to Ephesians chapter 1. Not the usual few verses. Verse 3 in particular. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. You got that? But the focus at the time, the Spirit was pointing me to two verses. I give it to you. The first one I already quoted out to you. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 16. Having believed, you are marked with a seal. And what is the seal? The promised Holy Spirit. He is the guarantee of our inheritance. So that we are God's possession. God chops us and says, you belong to me. So I don't know where, which church and all. Some pastors ask me the question, do you believe in once saved, always saved? I say, I know there are both sides of the argument and you can come up with logical reasons why you should frighten God's people to hold on to the end. But I don't think that's what scripture is saying. We will get there. Not because of our own merits. We will get there on the merit of Christ's blood shed for us. Can I hear amen? We will get there on the merit of Christ's intercessory prayer. What is the Lord doing today? Everybody can tell me. He ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. So in John chapter 17, we should understand that. Jesus says, I pray for those that you have given to me, that not one of them will be lost. Please read John chapter 17. So it's very important. This is called the perseverance of the saints. Alright? So our gospel is a gospel of life. You don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not a Christian. Can I hear an amen for that? Alright. Recently, how many of you heard of Dr. Zaki Naik? He comes around the country, he's all this thing. And one Christian from a Maybank complained to me and said, you know, the Hindus are complaining that he's here to convert the Hindus, become Muslim. And in Kemaman, there's one girl, appear a bit confused, I think maybe a Roman Catholic or nominal one. I won't go into all the detail, but openly embrace Islam. So somebody said, we should complain. How come I do these kind of things? I said, how to complain? This girl himself said, I believe that Jesus Christ is not God, so what is there to complain? Are you with me or not? Not well taught. And so we are in spiritual battle. The first reason for the urgency is, number one, in the demographics of our country. Let me put it to you, it's not there. By the year 2030 or 35, the projection, listen carefully, in Malaysia, not just Penang, we are going to see a Bumiputra population of 80%. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist. Unless a church is able to get revived and begin to make inroads and see conversions taking place in the Bumiputra community, including Sabah, Sarawak, and Peninsula, Malaysia, by sheer demographics alone. They are already today about 60%. We will be marginalized. Anybody disagree with that? There's no other way to look at it. And so the time for urgency of revival is not tomorrow, it's not next year, it's right now, it's today. It's today. While there is still day, we have to work before night comes when no one works. Are you with me? These are the warnings from the Lord Jesus Christ. So I have faith because in our country we are seeing prayer altars being set up. Now I can't say about Penang, Penhop by Penang Prayer House, is it wonderful? I like that word. In the what they call PJ, we have a North PJ pastor's prayer every month. They rotate, they move. In some of the churches, they are having 24/7 prayer. You know, it's happening already. So this is a sign that we're looking for God for an outbreak, for an outpouring of His Holy Spirit. The Church of Jesus Christ in our land is still far too comfortable. Can I say this again? The Church of Jesus Christ in our land is still far too comfortable. And the only way we're going to do it is everybody must walk with God every day. Everybody must listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit every day. So on my birthday, it has never happened before. I'm staying in Pulau Tikus right now. I went to the corner coffee shop. And Penang has changed. I just gave $50 to your government and my car got clamped. I thought y'all would say, oh, Pastor, we feel bad for you. Why y'all laughing? I just thought 10 minutes. I couldn't find a parking space. I said, never mind, I'm buy something important. So I see everybody park in the yellow line. So I also park behind there. I got one spot. 10 minutes, I come back. Oi, how come there's a card to say call if you want your car unclamped? $50. They accepted my apologies plus $50. Motor King. I say computer, everything. It's all right. It's a very efficient government. Praise God. That's a way to educate the public. Okay. After a while, they won't say sorry anymore. $50 is a bit expensive. Think of the number of char kway teow you can get. Divided by 450 or whatever it is. Alright, so the urgency of evangelism. Let me try to speak into this island. When revival comes, it's never happened in Penang before. How many of you would like to see Penang at least 25% Christian? 1 in 4. Amen. It's going to happen only when revival comes. Revival has already come in some youth groups, Pastor Edward. In Klang, FGA Klang, I'm going there in August. The Chinese youth alone is more than 2,000 and still growing. Youth alone. Don't count the whole church for the Chinese assembly or full gospel assembly, Kuchai Lama. Are you with me? And today they are moving into 68 million. Is that a lot of money? Working out. That's FGA size. The whole trying to buy the plaza and that kind of stuff. So praise the Lord. Exodus is on the move. Some other churches are on the move. But we need to walk with the Spirit. So on that day, I was there and, silly me, without aircon and all, after ordering my prawn Hokkien Mee, I sat next to the wonton mee stall and the steam was blowing in my direction. So it's already hot enough without the steam. And now the steam is steaming me. I said, no way, I'm not going for a steam bath. I look across the table, a man was sitting there, a huge table. I said, sir, do you mind if I sit next to you? It's a bit warm. He said, yeah, I understand. Please come. Okay, cut the long story short, he's a nominal Catholic. So I witnessed to him. I say, I'm just going to church, I don't know what help. You must know the Lord Jesus. I said, I gave him the gospel, architect, Then in between came a lady who can only send a 6 Mandarin, come begging for money, She looks good, like all of you, so healthy. I say, why are you not working? Everybody's working, Now she told me a story that I believe her. I don't know whether she's conning me. She said, I got 5 children to feed. I only have a temporary job. And my husband left me. So I felt heart of compassion. Okay? So I don't normally give so much money. I gave her a $10 note. Is that a lot to give a beggar? Quite a bit, At Penang standard. Gave her the $10. I said, this one is nothing. I want to bless you. Sit down. I want to talk to you. Gave her the gospel. Not ready to receive Christ yet. And I said, I gave Pastor Angie Ho's phone. I said, this pastor is very caring. We want to help you. God loves you and we love you and we care for you, really. If you take the trouble to make the contact, people will try what they can to assist you. Maybe give you a job in church. Maybe somebody can give you some kind of work. Yeah, and look at your house situation and see how we can help you. So make the call. More important than this $10, make the call. It'll make a difference in your life and in your future. All right. What I'm trying to share with you is there are needs everywhere. And the Spirit of God, young people, older ones, the Spirit of God wants to use us. Can I say amen for that? Alright, so you around, just be listening to God, and God wants to use you to connect and to reach out and to touch people. The urgency of evangelism. Now, I don't want to spoil your dinner. I quickly, after watching the video of it, because it is a ghastly thing. Before I came, my classmates warned about simply showing picture in the YouTube. Apparently there was one Punjabi or Indian lady. Did y'all see that one? Didn't see her in Penang. The boyfriend conned her into taking pictures of herself in the bathroom, and then it went viral, and I think shame. She went to the high tower and she jumped. I don't say anymore. It makes me sick in the stomach. Okay? So society around us, there are many, many broken people. Are y'all with me? And we can heal people with the love of God. Amen? And lots of people are crying out there just for somebody to touch them, to love them. It's very simple. Alright, let me steer you away. I'm nothing wrong in tweaking your church programs. Good worship, good music, good drama. I have no quarrels with that. But you want to see an explosion of evangelism in your church, in your community. Everybody got to listen to the Spirit. Everybody got to go out and demonstrate the love of Christ in practical ways. Let me hear a loud amen for that. Alright, if you do that, I don't have to be prophetic. Within 5 years from now, your church can easily grow fivefold, just in number alone. Don't worry about quality. People coming. Everywhere, people are hungry for love. We are made for friendship. We are made for fellowship. Are you with me? Otherwise, no meaning. Those days when I was an engineer, after a while, no meaning. Every Saturday, go for fatty low chicken rice. Every evening, it's between Gurney Drive before they put the fence up. Roja, Laksa. By the way, it's Penang that I got a shop. In the evening, I cannot tell the difference between a cat and a rat. One day, I was sitting there eating my laksa. You're laughing. Have you had that experience? I saw a big head. I thought it's a rat looking at me from the rocks. Then I look at everybody. Whoa, that's a rat. I've never seen such a big head rat looking at me. Everybody must be feeding them curry me and laksa, throwing it over the rocks and all. Or going to the other side, which I still do. They still recognize me, you know, near on the way to, what do you call that? To your airport. Everybody lying the thing, you go for your seafood and roti bakar and all this stuff. Yeah. The person still think I'm in Penang, you know. I go there and say, I have jingku bu kwan de lu lewa. Ah, bu toji penga. I already got how many years already. Sisu say, I never seen you. But almost every night there's a ritual. And even as a Christian, let me say this to you. After a while, I feel very sad. What am I doing in Penang? Going to work. Edward, going to Island Place, hardly seeing conversions. What's happening? I also don't know what's happening. I'm burning. I say, what's happening? I've been here for 8 years. I've not led a single person to Christ. It's head knowledge of the Bible. Yeah, I'm earning good money. Banin Lee Bank is there, 6%. VCA Finance, all this. Every month I can stack extra $1,000 after giving my mother money. Still got $1,500. Those days very cheap. Your Hokkien Mee only 70 cents. Yeah, correct, 1981. Yeah, behind all this. Okay, but I said, no meaning. Is that all? What am I supposed to do? Get promoted, become a manager or what? Buy a house in Minden Heights, upgrade my car to 2 liter. What else? Is that life? After you die and get buried in Western Cemetery, is that all? Do it. Life got to be more than that. Can I say amen for that? Amen. But for us to embrace the plan of God for our lives, we got to be prepared to launch out into the deep. Like your Pastor Edward, I'm sure he can get a job elsewhere. Yeah. Launch out into the deep. So I don't want anybody to think, I'm in Penang, and in Penang I shall stay forever. Let me hear an amen for that. Not very loud, only one, don't you? It's very hard to get out, isn't it? Because such a comfortable place, even to do Christian work. But hey, God has a great plan for our lives. So today, brothers and sisters, pray for us. I'm going to Mongolia in August. Next year, on the lineup is Bangladesh. And I hope to make my way into Laos. That will be our 15th country, 14th country. Hallelujah. So, 8 years, not a single soul I led to the Lord. You teach, holy teaching the Bible, nobody get converted. But today, praise the Lord, because of His goodness and grace, we started Ministries for Asia Pacific, RIP program, Rural Evangelism Adoption Program, in the year 2006, with only 16 evangelists in China. Alright, get ready to give God a hand. Today we are over 450. Can we give God a hand for this? So I'm serious. 8 years, not a single soul I led to people in Penang those days, up to age 32. But having stepped out by faith, move on, focus on the work of the gospel with the help of the saints and everybody praying. Today, I want you to give God a hand. Right now, as I stand with you, we are over 80,000 conversions. Give God a big hand. Is that a lot? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what I mean when we begin to obey God and begin to walk. Okay, so demographics. Let me have this on. Roll it down. Okay, so the secret of excitement, of adventure. Now, I hope that before I'm through with the earthly life, more than 1 million will come to Christ. It's not difficult. Let me tell you why. At the 10th anniversary, we had only 200 evangelists. At that time, we had 22,000 conversions. It's recorded in my book. We record all the things. Today, we are over 80,000. 5 years, to reach 22,000, the next 5 years, we are fourfold already. So if you go by projection, the next 5 years, we may be well over 300,000. It's not that difficult. We are moving. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, the word of God reminds us of the urgency of what? Spiritual warfare. How many of you have got parents who are old? Don't give up on them. How many of you, parents here, can I have a show of hands who are already old and not Christians yet? Anybody? All right, put it up. Because I still have a mother, but baptized already, 82 years old. I have a father, 78, 1 month before going to eternity, received the Lord and got baptized. Hallelujah. So I share with you to encourage you that all things are possible. All things are possible, sister. All right, today we're going to stand in the gap and we're going to intercede for our parents. We're going to intercede for our siblings. All right. Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. It's very important. So church, if you're only looking at the natural, you're not going to go far. You get natural results. But if you look into the spiritual and the supernatural, you get spiritual and supernatural results. Can I hear an amen for that? All right. So you look to God for building fund, is it? So let's pray. Now I walk by faith for the past 15 years. April of this year, my accountant tell me, Chinek, there's no more money to pay the staff. We got 8 on staff. 6 are paid, 4 full-time, 2 part-time. Only half a month left. And I'm going for almost 2 weeks in Melbourne. Not moving around. I said, don't worry. I'll talk to God. So I share with you so that you're encouraged by faith. Is it? All right. But I talked to the Lord. I said, could you please help me? Do this for me. Release some funds somewhere so that we can move on. Before I left for Melbourne, 3 days before I left, suddenly after the prayer, a huge check appeared in my office. 100,000 ringgit. This is a very strange check. You know why? Only you got a name. Never give me address. Never give me phone number. Never give me email. So how to give a receipt? Send to who? There's no poster. So I said, I don't care. Jenny, you track down in Malaysia. Who is this fellow? Call out from church and say, do you have a member like that? I won't tell you which place. It's outside Selangor. And we asked the brother, hey, what led you to leave 100,000? It's a lot of money in April. Why you suddenly throw it? And it's, I never say anything about building fund. I say it's for your building fund. Huh? That was 3 years old story. You never mentioned. I said, why is this talk about building fund? Because I've been talking to God about building fund. I said, hey, we are taking our general fund to pay the building. You know, can somebody help us out so we don't have to take general fund? I'm supposed to pay the staff salary to pay. That's why you're not enough. I keep paying. You see? Are you with me? So I told the Lord that. And the Lord spoke to somebody. Somebody said, this money is for 2 things only, building fund and of Sarawak. He said, so I said, how did it happen? He said, I don't know, I was doing my quiet time and the Lord just spoke to me, release 100,000 to Matt, send it to them now. And he obeyed. Okay, he said, I've done my part. Don't need to send receipt, I'm happy, I just gave unto the Lord. Can we give God a hand for this? Well, I know, sometimes there are anxious moments, well, this money got to be paid that much. So, can you turn to your neighbor, if you want to be a great servant of God, now this is an important principle. Turn to your neighbor and say, money is no problem with God. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say. You can say that to me, dear. Money is no problem with God. Yeah, we believe that, don't we? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So break this barrier. Just break it. And then you're going to fly. If you cannot break it, it will always be a stronghold somewhere. Money is no problem with who? God. Not with you, lah. But before you embark on a project, you know, I'm innocent, make sure you hear properly from God, lah. If the building is your idea, you pay the bill. I tell you now, lah. If the building is God's idea, God will take care of the bill. Can I say amen for that? Yeah. Same thing with my building, lah. I give up already. 1,000 people came for my 10th anniversary. I share with you a fundraising. I floated the idea. Hey, we want to go to 1,000 evangelists. We want to lead so many. I got books title. Only one floor. I got no place to store anything. So space is a limitation. I need to have new staff. This, that. 1,000 people, you know, and some of them are captain of industry sitting inside there. You know, not small time fish. Captain industry where they can give you 200,000-300,000 without betting an eyelid. You know, just like loose change. So I thought, God's going to give me at least, okay, 1.25 million. But I share with you because I see the building fund. Let me minister to you. I'll come later. I said, no problem. And these guys are around. I'm sure most concerted, I should get about 150,000 from the dinner itself. 1,000 people, so many of them there. So after everything over, I asked my accountant next day, so how was the collection? My accountant told me, she laughed. I said, yeah, that's not a good laugh, man. Don't let it. This laugh is a storytelling laugh. After minusing, paying off the food, we only collected 25,000, I fainted. Oh dear boy. 1.25 million, I can't even talk S&P, sales and purchase, I need 10%. So I got angry with God. Are you with me? So I thought I hear properly. How come like that? Man? Okay lah. Since you don't provide, it's not my idea. I don't need a building. Keep renting lah. I'm not bothered. Somebody else gonna raise it lah. Finish. That was on a Thursday night. Saturday night, I went for a small closed door meeting. I share this part. This is important. So you understand that God is alive. And the speaker that came from UK asked me, Chinek, three of them said, we were wondering, how did the collection go for the building fund? I said, brother, it's very bad. It's not just bad. We only managed to collect 25,000. You know, he gave me the good news. Oh, that one I almost fainted. Yeah, we actually, three of us, our committee, were having a discussion. We plan to give a large donation to the building fund of yours. And he is not talking about American dollars. We will give you 50,000 British pounds. Times five. That's a quarter million. The rest is history. I knew the Lord would provide a bill. So we got our building. Hallelujah. Can we give God a hand for this? Now I need to share this. Because God provides in supernatural ways. The urgency of evangelism. Let me move it down now. Can you go down further? Very quickly. I don't have to cover everything. Introduction. All right. Spiritual warfare against other. There's militant secularism. A lot of people don't even believe in God. So can you all please, church, can you please have a way of demonstrating to the younger generation that God is alive? God is alive. He is real. And you have fresh testimonies to share the way I'm sharing with you now. Are you with me? Okay. Okay. I can share many more testimonies, but I'll say, so militant Islamism is on. I shudder to think what's going to happen to Germany with the amount of refugees, and refugees are taking. I don't know. Let's see what happens in the next 5 to 10 years. But that's frightening. In our country, can I give to you so that you pray urgently? Other than the demographics, how many of you know that the authorities, the government of today, has drafted a standard operating procedure, SOP. You know what it's about? Requiring all religious materials. Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, other than Islam, or maybe even Islam because of cults and all this. Every one of them cannot just go through the immigration. They must first be vetted and approved by the relevant state authorities, i.e. state Islamic authorities. Now, we hope that this don't go through, otherwise it's going to be a clamp on many, many things happening in this country. And look at all these young ones here. You're going to read the Malay Bible, 4th of June. Praise God. After 16 years of painstaking work from the East Malaysian side, now they have just commissioned, it's out already, I got a copy of the Bible called the Alkitab Versi Borneo. Can we give God a hand? We now have our own Malay Bible, full Malay Bible. In case you're wondering, Allah is used all over the place. Starting from Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, Elohim, in the beginning is God already, Allah. Alright? So, we are in a race. Alright, let me put it in a negative now, so that you get the urgency. Without revival, I say it, we will 100% be marginalized. I'm sorry to say that. I may not be alive by then. Thinking of you. Should the Lord tarry for the next 25 or 50 years? 50 years, I hope you're alive until another 30 years. I just ask God, birthday present, please keep me healthy for another 30 years. Because I want to serve you. Alright, so that's what's happening. Then you got other one world religion. How many of you know about this? Every religion is equal. Take your pick, you want to believe in Sai Baba, you also can go to heaven. You can't. Alright, you want to be a Buddhist, good Buddhist, go to heaven. What's wrong with that? Good Hindu, go to heaven. You can be a Jew, follow Judaism, also can go to heaven. Everything is there. Then, of course, there's a social and a prosperity gospel. You heard enough of that. Why is it no gospel? Because it's not what the apostles preach. Alright, can you please look at me now in Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Everybody turn to your Bible. Before even we come to the Apostle Paul, This is preached the Pentecostal sermon of Peter. Holy Spirit came. They spoke in other tongues, known tongues, mind you. And then the people were astounded. Hey, the guy is speaking in my tongue. Hey, the guy is speaking in this tongue, my tongue. I understand. These are known tongues, the next two. Amen? These are not tongues that we don't know. These are known tongues. And they were all shocked by the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And the gospel was preached. And you know what? After that, they were convicted. They asked Peter, so what shall we do? Peter said to them, what's the first word? Repent. Acts 2:38. Our gospel is a gospel of repentance. Now, I just come from Albertan's church. He said, my church, the DNA is DMM. I said, what's that? Discipleship, something, movement. It's a DMM church, movement church. We are here to make disciples. We are not here just to make decisions. Do I get an amen from Pastor Edward now? We are here to make disciples. It's very simple. If you are a disciple, you will show fruit. The definition of the Bible about disciple is not just attend class, take notes, pass exam, get 95 marks, ask you questions. Hey, that's not discipleship. Discipleship is you bear fruit and thus prove that you are disciples of Christ. You don't bear fruit, you can say all you want, you are not a disciple. John chapter 15, take it down, no time. Verses 6 to 8. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, if you are connected to me like the branches is to the vine. This is organic union, not mechanical, not nuts and bolt fitting. This is a relational union. Then Jesus says what? You will bear much fruit. And thus, and therefore, prove to be my disciples. Of course, Jesus taught there are precepts. So listen carefully, church. Alright? Even today, if you were just to receive something from the Lord and it changes your life, that's all that there is. You should go out of this place and say, I want to be a great soul winner. So for me, please try and exceed my goal. I'm trying to win 2 million before I disappear. Okay? But I can't do it alone. That's why we need churches all over the world. We're doing that. But you too should say, I want to win as many as I can before I go home. So sister, now at your age, maybe you say, can I say maybe before I reach the age of 30, I would like to see maybe 5,000 souls won. Can I hear amen for that? Amen. This is nothing. When revival come, when you have a ministry, why can't we have a few more Catherine Kuhlmans around? Healing evangelists. Amen? Yeah, tens of thousands of people are there. Nothing wrong with that. God continues to accompany the preaching of the gospel with signs and what? Wonders. I just came. Now I want to excite you people. Hey, listen. This one, until today, I still got problems digesting. I'm one of my best friends, just chairman of the building committee. I just came from Pangkor and Lumut and Sitiawan and attended a dedication service of Joy Center. Anybody here by the name of Joy or not? Joy Center is the largest Methodist sanctuary in Malaysia today. It's in Sitiawan, Manjung. Right there. Three-story, can put 3,000 people. And they are already connected to groups in China. Sister churches, picture taking here and there. Now, if I tell you the cost of the church, you will faint relative to the membership. The membership, total membership of Shekinah Methodist Church, that's the church where I go to every year, I'm going again. There are only 150 people. Is that a lot? Not a lot, right? Do you know what's the building or not? You've got a few acres in front, a few acres behind. Thinking of putting up a petrol station so that people can see the church, fill petrol and say, hey, what's that? That's fun, huh? You fill petrol, make some money and say, hey, you got church there. Alright? It's meant to reach the community and the nations now. The whole building, when the land they bought it is cheap, but you must remember it's 150 members. They bought the land those days for only 200 over 1,000. Now the land alone without a building is more than 1.5 million. This is vision. When they build the whole church, everything is cost them more than 8 million. 150 members. So of course in the natural, I feel very funny. I say, brother, how come you think like that, man? How do 150 million have a size for 3,000? What are you going to do? He said, I wish I can build a church that's only about 800 or 1,000 capacity. But that's the vision God has given to me. For some reason, the Lord just gave it to them. Alright? So I am asking you, don't worry about your past, whether you dream big and you hear wrongly, you fail. But you keep attempting to listen to the living God. Can I hear amen for that? Don't just bury past dreams because maybe, we hear wrongly. Now we should be more careful. Fine, you learn from this. But never stop dreaming for God. And we should always do something that is God-sized, not man-sized. Can I hear amen for that? Then you can come in with glee a bit. This is the work of God. This is the work of God. All right? And never underestimate a little burden that God has put in your heart. I want to tell a story to inspire you. I don't want to finish all the notes there, but listen carefully, urgency. You know how this Malay Bible came about or not? It came about when a new guy called Dato Jerry Dusing went into the interior and hear them say, hey, they are not speaking Bahasa Malaysia. They are praying in everything is Bahasa Indonesia or Kita. So when are we going to pray Bahasa Malaysia? There's a bit of difference between Bahasa Indonesia, brother, sorry, I'm speaking Malay, and Bahasa Indonesia. So John 3:16, if you read the Alkitab, what does it say? Kerana Allah mencintai seluruh orang dunia. For God so loved the world. This is okay in Bahasa Indonesia. How many of you gone through Malay in your Form 5? Hands up. Now, let me show a hand. This is okay. How many of you agree with me in Bahasa Malaysia, you never start a sentence with kerana? Kerana is a conjunction. Are you with me or not? So, memang apa ini? Kerana tak boleh depan. Mesti, it cannot be in front. It needs to be somewhere in the center to join two things together, conjunction, okay? You speak Malay, hallelujah. Awak setuju tak? okay, don't. He's probably coming to Form 1 Malay, don't worry. Are you folks with me? So praise God. Now, how many of you realize that, I just tell one more and then I move on. In that version of the Bible, 180 over year old woman sacrificed her time, you know. And the time that when they were doing 16 years ago, you don't have all this computer thing to store this. She copied and translated the Bible until it was so high, you know, the manuscript. It's a labor of love. And there were people who fly in, pay their fare, pay their hotel fee, pay everything to Sabah just to work on the project. Everything they spend their own money. And this is truly a labor of love. So today we have the Alkitab Percy Bonio. You can get it from SU Bookshop. You can get it from the Malaysia or the Bible Society of Malaysia. Wow, when I went there, I feel like crying. I said, wow, it's good to know that these things are happening. But you know how it began? It began when he went into Idira and God told him, you all need your own version. I don't know how to be Satu Malaysia. There, Bahasa Indonesia, Sini, Bahasa Malaysia, apa? So now, and then he started talking to somebody, Old Town White Coffee. Huh? Good things do happen in Old Town White Coffee. Okay, so don't underestimate all this coffee shop talk. Yeah, I'm telling you. Huh? Okay? So you just sense that if of the Lord, let's pursue it. Huh? So don't dream your dreams of your father. Leave him alone. He has his own dreams. Maybe some nightmares along the way, but leave him alone. You, in your generation, you dream God's dream. Amen? All right. Maybe you're going to start the most high-powered, sought-after regional school of drama and music or whatever. Am I speaking to you now? Alright? Hallelujah? Okay. We don't have... I'm here to tell stories, but we don't have children. Only recently, Lydia and I, God gave us a goddaughter. Well, within weeks, I'm certainly a godfather. You know? The advantage is you don't have to change nappies. At my age, everything must be fast forward. 16 years old, very sweet girl, and God gave the best. Not yet a believer, she may be coming to Penang very soon to learn to speak some English. She is the Gold Medallion Award for Young Talent in the Beijing Opera. I've seen video of her, very professional. She done, ding, 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 and then all that. So she's coming, first time to see us. She has gone, how many of you heard of people like actress like Zhang Ziyi? Okay, or some of you seen her. She has gone for audition to go to that school for performing arts. And you know what? The whole of China interview, she came out number one. So that's the kind of God. I don't know how she's going to turn my world upside down, but that's a goddaughter that we have inherited. We believe it's God-given. All right? So there is hope. Amen? Everybody, there is hope. Okay. Now, let's move on. Urgency of evangelism now. The reality of heaven and hell. Whatever else you do, please remember. Don't just see the Karimi man, this one, that one walking. Those people walking around Penang, being in the beach, playing around without Christ, they are going to a Christless eternity. That must burn in our soul. Then we got to do something. I cannot convert them, but it's my responsibility, it's my burden, it's my obligation to give this ape, a chim, a e, a po, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by the way, for me, it's every living creature to begin with in the continent of Asia, which is 50 countries, which is, you're going to see the statistics, more than 2 billion people in the rural area will never hear of Jesus Christ unless the church is divided and we continue to get our act together and sow and sow and sow and sow so that we can reap. Because we have sowed, today we have reaped more than 80,000 and a few hundred house churches in China. If we continue sowing, we're going to reap the millions. That's the way to go. And we work together. All right? The reality of heaven and hell. Sheep and goats. You're either a sheep or a goat. Now, people talk about end times, the Lord coming. How many of you know that when the Lord comes, He's actually coming to separate as well the sheep from the goats. Only sheep belonging to the shepherd go to heaven. Goats cannot get there. And you cannot be half here, half there. I'm not a sheep, I'm not a goat, you're a shoat or whatever. There's no such thing. You're either going this way or that way. There's no in between. There's no purgatory, okay? Guys, girls, you're either a wheat or a tare. This is very clear, especially in the teaching of John. You're either lost or found. There's no I'm half lost, half found. No such thing. In terms of eternal destination. You're either a children of light or children of darkness. Amen? Children of God or children of what? The devil. That's what Jesus said to the Jews, you know. Why can't you talk to us like that? We are descendants of Abraham, you know. Yeah, like your children have a devil. That's what the Lord says. There's no in-between for Jesus. So today, some of you may be visitors and now, come to the Lord. He loves you. That's the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. This man is one of the Cambridge Seven now. You get a picture of him now. He is aristocratic class. He is a millionaire. He's a Cambridge graduate, famous cricketer during his time. He gave up sports, he gave up money, he gave up status, he gave up the comforts of Victorian England, and he was one of those seven who set sail for China, what is called the Cambridge Seven mission in China. At around the age of 60, now I say the word, can you hear the number? Around 60. He went, that's a magic number, okay? He went from China, he said, I've done my part, to Congo. And he started Congo Interior Mission in his 60s, that later become what you call the World Evangelization for Christ, WEC. All right, I'm speaking to a younger generation. Who is the oldest man here? Anybody? Don't point fingers. Those people who are bald, not necessarily old, they could be young, it's just the genetics. You know. But never mind. I was encouraged when Ravi Zacharias came. I was there for the the farewell dinner for Daniel Ho, DUMC, He just stepped down as a senior pastor. Boy, the best words I heard in my last 25 years is, you know what? In the United States, somebody came and interviewed Ravi Zacharias. And a question was posed to him. How many of you heard of Ravi Zacharias? He's a famous apologist. All right. He said, when do you think is the golden years or the best years of a man's ministry? The most impactful, you know, golden years. So Ravi Zacharias says, I think it must be in his 50s when a person, a woman is in his 50s. Because 50s, you have, brother, sister, all the studies under your belt, your MD, PhD, or whatever seminar you've been, everything counting already. Books you want to write, quite a few are written. And then the health is energy is still there. You don't get tired walking up a huge flights of stairs, you know, that kind of thing. Say it wrong. The research in the United States, I want to encourage you. I know you're not there yet. You're probably about 35 only, but don't worry. You soon get there. You'll soon get there, okay? And Ravi said something that got me to sit up. The best years of a man or a woman's ministry, if he's moving in the full time in the right direction, listen carefully, very, very carefully, is in his 60s and 70s. Health permitting. So take care of your health. Can I hear amen? Turn to your neighbor and say, take care of your health. Say to me, dear. Thank you. You're going to do that for me. Yeah, my wife is a good wife. She takes care of my health. She buys a lot of lemon from Tesco. Every morning makes me drink lemon with honey before I have anything. It's supposed to keep you healthy. Okay? When I go to Australia, praise God, she wasn't with me this round. I love the, carrot cake with a thin layer of the icing. When my wife is around, she will never let me eat the whole cake. Everything is half. Ice cream comes half. When she's not around, praise God, I finally can have life to the full. I remember, praise God, she's not around. Don't tell her that. Let me enjoy my things. Maybe try and do some walk, a bit more walk, walk away the sugar and that kind of thing. All right. Now, I want to excite you guys. These are times for dreaming. A lot of people are dreaming big, but they dream violence. Europe, here, everywhere. Okay? But I want to tell you, it's going to be a dirty war, even within the church. How many of you know that the Church of Scotland, listen carefully, today have fully endorsed gay ministers? Church of Scotland. Oh, I think John Knox will be turning over his grave. What happened to all this teaching and all this stuff? So Satan has won in a big way. You want to hear some more? Spiritual warfare? Okay, one more. There was a town meeting in Sydney. Of course, not a proper sampling. Anybody can go there. Maybe a lot of gay community there. You know what's the debate on in Sydney? Recently only. The debate was, the motion was, they want people to debate and after that vote. Should we have, listen carefully, legal transgender recognition? You're not gay now. That one is old story. Now it's about what? Transgender. Should we have legal transgender recognition in Australia? Alright, you know what's the voting? 65% of the people in the hall says yes. Alright, I tell you one more. This one, my hair stand on end. I just came back from Melbourne. Pastor, do you know that they have now what you call for the schools? Safe schools. You know what safe schools? So, let's say your kid. Just example, okay? Son, tomorrow if you feel that you are a girl, you have every right to wear a skirt and go to the girl's toilet. Next day, if you think you're a boy, confused, then you come back. Hey, actually, I'm a boy. Put on your trousers and now go to the male toilet. This is called safe schools. Hey, it's already happening in Melbourne. So I told the parents, can you all wake up or not as Christians? You should join the Parent Teacher Association and protest because you are giving something the value which I don't believe. Are you with me or not? You have your right, I have my right. Can I hear amen for that? You cannot confuse my kid, you know? My kid is never confused until coming to your school. Now he's not sure whether it's a boy or girl. 135 is a boy, 246 is a girl. What's happening? Number 7, I think, is Christian. Now you come to church and keep quiet. Hey, hello, this is happening in society today. Alright? Let me move on. So, I'd rather build what? Go back to the line. I'd rather build a rescue shop 10 yards from hell to warn people that they are heading the wrong way. That's the passion of an evangelist. I will go anywhere in the world if one soul can be saved. One of my Bahamian brother is a typical African style. I'll take out my last shirt when he's preaching. Anybody? I'll give you my last shirt. I prepare to be bare-chested for anybody who will just put up his hand to receive Jesus Christ. That much is his urgency. This African style, I don't do that kind of thing. It's a Chinese. I don't have many shirts a t-shirt can give. All right. So, but this, let me say this again. Malaysians, we are too comfortable. Okay? I'm not sure whether it's an understatement to say a little persecution is good for us. Maybe a little bit more. I'll let it come. How many of you think the purpose of God should be fulfilled in Malaysia? I don't want to be alive to see the church marginalized. Are you with me? I don't want to see that. It'd be very painful. I want to see Malaysia move on for the glory of God. Okay, let me give you some statistics. When I came back from Canada in 1991, our percentage of Christians with the help of our East Malaysian brothers is nothing more than 6.7%. This is government census. 2010, so that's 1991 when I came in, 90 census. 2010, how many years is that? 30 years later, the church in Malaysia is only 9.7%. So 6.7 to 9.7, how many can you minus for me? 3%. 10 years now, averagely 1% increase. What kind of increase rate is that? That means Christians are doing holy talk among themselves. You're not breaking out into the community. You're not bringing the lost home. Are you with me, folks? All right. So let's get revived. Let's say, I'm going to change. Can you turn to your neighbor and say, I'm going to change? Everybody say very soft one. If I say I'm going for dinner or buffet, everybody will shout a bit louder. Alright, so let's get out of our comfort zone. I really see no way out. I'm telling you, all the seminaries, all the teaching, all the courses, hey, I'm speaking of 25 experience, traveling, crisscrossing this country. Number one, we need to have a bit more boldness. Can I get an amen for that? I go to East Coast. After I go to Kuantan, then I see the bus. Elder come and send me off. I won't tell you which church. I say, brother, come. Because I'm not there, I don't care. Brother, come, let's pray. He'll be looking here again. I say, why are you looking? Let's pray. You want to see how many Muslims looking at you? Let's pray. Can anybody tell me in this country there's a law to say I cannot go out to the street and do some praying? Okay, I cannot stand in the middle and block traffic. Are you with me or not? Is there a law in the our legal thing that say hukum, denda, because you stand on the roadside and the pavement or pray? Or outside a coffee corner. Are you folks with me? Okay. Now you look around this area. Can you all tell me how many eateries are there? How many churches are here? Why should there be more food eatery than spiritual things around? Okay. Has things changed a lot? I don't know. Can you all please tell me? When I first came to Penang, two impressions as a young man of 24, 1980, graduate from MU, I come here teaching in MGS, temporary before I went to the factories. Wow, the first thing I noticed when I crossed the ferry, I share with you. So please tell me things have changed a lot. I need to hear that, alright? This place, I think if I close my eyes, because I come from Taiping, you see? I close my eyes, I take a stone, throw in front, throw here, throw there, north, south, east, west. Sure land on some makan stall. That's one. Second thing, you'll probably land near a temple somewhere. Plenty, I've never seen the whole concentration and all. So this is spiritual warfare. Amen? Alright, so let's multiply for the glory of God. I'd rather build a rescue shop 10 yards from hell to die. Hey, stop. You're going the wrong way. Can you turn around? That's the way of life. That's the way of judgment. Alright, I won't say too much now. But this formula has been proven. It's in my book. I got two copies left. Get all of it. The graph is there. Until today, I haven't printed out. I plotted up to 2015 and 2016. It is still showing an exponential increase. 2006 to 2010, 22,300. I give you the number, reported. 200 workers. Now 450. 5 years later, we have fourfold increase. And it's going that way. So what's the formula for winning the over 2 billion people? Church. You cannot just be a community church. Underline the word church. You must be a global church. Can I hear amen for that? So it's good to see that the thing. Pastor Edward, this is the best thing that happened since I came to your church. Maybe you got it somewhere, but now I come in, I cannot escape looking at Africa. My only quarrel with the map is Malaysia must be in the center of the world. Okay, let me move on. Now, the harvest is plentiful. But the laborers are few. Hey, I mean it, no? If you look at my logo, you can see the logo, the map, Malaysia is in the center of the world. That's the right way, Okay. But the workers are few. Alright, so when China today is undergoing a spiritual revolution, somebody predicted from Purdue University, I give you statistics, by the year 2030, very near, 15 years from now, China will be the most populous Christian nation in the world. The statistics now is over 100 million Christians. United States of America is 169, but it's on the downhill. It's moving down now. China is on its way up. How many of you have been to China before? Hands up. How many of you have ever attended a church meeting, either a Three Self Church or a house church in China? Hands up. Oh, you never go. You miss a lot. What do you all go to China for? Great Wall or what? You know, even in a Three Self Church in Harbin, I remember one midweek day, going with my sister-in-law to church, I was shocked. I got to stand outside the church to pray. And there's a Three Self Church. Malaysians, please be honest with me. Has there any occurred to you anywhere in Malaysia where you go for a church prayer meeting and you have to stand outside to pray around, no place to sit? Please, hands up. Okay, all of you are telling the truth. It's never happened because you never had revival. You never had revival. But when revival comes, this is what's happening to FJ Kuta Lama. No place even for the youth. We are 2,000 strong and still growing week by week. We are still powering forward. That is the dynamism of the Church of Acts, where the Holy Spirit takes over. All right, let me move on. So Spirit of God speak to us as a Miao tribe, rural Asia, 50 countries, over 2 billion have not heard. We need the whole church to take the whole gospel to the whole world. Listen. The way we're going to do it is, don't just do the work of evangelism. Multiply yourself. Be a great sower. Alright, this brother is an orphan. He came to know Christ at 10 years old. I was the one, I go to Klang Wesley Methodist and preach. Every time he would take me for Bak Kut Teh. So I sat down and hear his story. I said, brother, your story is worth telling in a book. Can you write a book? So now the book has come out from one Christian to another. 10 years old, Oho Achai. Retired from the police force as a senior police officer. He was with a special branch for 30 years. And then for 5 years, he was a chief security officer. Don't ask me how God gifted him. Today, he's a successful housing developer, making lots of money. The Lord bless him often, you know. His son is headhunted to come back. His son married a Singaporean. Now, this is a miracle. So they wanted to give him a lot of money. They gave him 2 A. How many of you understand the word A piece? A piece means you can waiver for your car. Like you want A piece, say you buy a Honda Civic, worth say 130,000. With an AP, you only pay 70,000. Good or no good? Very good. He was given 2 APs, a son. And the son said, no, I'm not going to come back just because of monetary and all these things. You need to take care of my wife. My wife in US with me is a Singaporean. I will only come back if on the day she arrives, the next day you hand her a PR for Malaysia. If not, nothing doing. Say, okay. So wanted. So this man has written a book. People have... So I want to commend it to you. And I wrote a foreword for it. 5 chapters, very easy to read. Now 2 hours, count him already. First chapter 1, it's a layperson, my spiritual journey from orphanage, knowing the Lord, how he moves. Second one, discerning God's voice. That's important. You can hear the voice of God leading him. Miracles of God in my life. He pray and people get healed, demons get cast out. You don't have to be a reverend or a pastor. Bon boleh, wonderful. And then how God led him in a construction business and how he never give money and bribe here, bribe there to get things going. And finally, my next project. You know what? I don't want the money, he says. Everything you print, go and sell. All the money, please give the gospel. So, alright, it's only 20 ringgit. Now, this may surprise you. You buy one after reading and give to people. So, non-Christians can be very easy to read. And China, a Christian in the house church, somewhere in the rural area, gets 1 Bible. It's only 20 ringgit. Alright, let me move on. So, we need to sow. And we must begin sowing. Okay? That's the exponential growth. So we hope to climb to 2 million by 2030. I'm telling you now. I'm working a little bit on my exponential move already. Last 5 years, 22,000. Another 5 years, 81,000. I keep multiplying the workers. It will move up the steep curve. Hopefully, we'll reach 250,000. All right, Pastor Edward, we are already, by faith, inviting you for our 20th anniversary. Keep a date with us. 2020. Okay? You were there, weren't you? Wonderful. Hallelujah. So that's the thing. We work with the local church. Hello? 200 ringgit, how to survive? It's just put food on the table. Alright, now I give you the latest in Sarawak. Sabah and Sarawak today, since we started the work in 2009, brother, we are supporting about 150 workers already in the rural villages and longhouses. Can we give God a hand? It's more than 19,000 conversions. Hallelujah! Okay, so we are now going to give a lot more Bibles to that place. Hey, I'm a bit jealous for the name of God. I don't want to see our Orang Asli village, all these things. I don't want to see the wrong symbol go up. Can or not? I'm jealous for you. I want to see the cross lifted up. Bole? Alright. How many of you are ashamed of the cross? Because today they're asking you, come in. Ini ya, tak boleh. I don't see a cross here, so you got no problem. Where's the cross? Okay. Can it be a bit more, what do you call that? Obvious or not? I only see the purple, or you are very hiding the cross. I'm very proud of Penang brother. Brother Edward, I want to advertise this for you. Take this. This is a Penang brother, Seagull Beach Vacation Resort for your church camp. Think about it. I do a church camp with Lighthouse Charismatic Church. Now, y'all tell me whether it's good deal or not. 2 nights, 3 days in Pangkor, you know. 5 meals a day. Fantastic sambal belacan. Everybody like sambal belacan. 5 meals a day, 2 nights, 3 days, aircon room, chalet style, nice aircon, the place that come in 150 people. And you know, and plus transport, when you arrive in Bangkok, he take you to the campsite and take you back. Do you know how much it charges now? Pastor Edward, you better fall off your seat. Only 165 ringgit per person. Is that cheap? Better grab it before the GST comes in. Now, this brother, I'm proud of him. Okay, listen here. I got 2 testimonies to tell of the cross. I say, brother, I'm proud of you. Listen. The dedication of Joy Center, the chairman told me I went through a lot of stress in the last 48 hours, and he publicly said. Now, before you occupy a building, this Malaysian law, right? You got a gate, CF. Correct? So sometimes they are shamtang shamsai before they give you, say, this one, you better fix this. We say, you know what I mean? Ah? They are the authority, what to do? I don't want to give you, but you don't follow. So, you know, they came in, hey, this Methodist is your must visit lah. It's the only church with 2 huge trees, you know, like real wooden cross. Probably high quality wood, but it's a tree, you know, tree trunk. But but light coming out from it, everything. Very well done. Huge. You just go in, this thing stare at you. Not like here. Methodist lah. So before the CF granted, the people said, okay, we are going to take photographs. They have to, CF, this place. We cannot give you CF until you cover the cross. Or, as a compromise, you take it down first. Let's take photograph. After, you can put back. Sounds like nothing wrong with that. But this brother is very sensitive. He went to pray about it. He said, let me pray about it first. The building committee not sure. He's a chairman. He said, the Lord convicted me. I cannot take it down. He said, if I take it down, I don't know how to face him. Don't you take that down. Although it's a symbolic thing. Okay? You have every right in your own sanctuary to put up the cross. Are you with me? And the committee was divided. And this man, a man of integrity, he's a lawyer. He says, I'm prepared to resign. But I won't take it down. As long as I'm the chairman, unless you ask me to resign, the answer is no. We will not take it down. 48 hours before the dedication, almost 1,000 people were there. Some come from China every day. So can you imagine how to occupy the place without a CF? Huh? Saturday dedication, Sunday service. On Friday, 12 hours before, he was just waiting. Thought, I'm done earlier this time. I'm going to be fired. all the chaos. The other elder called him up and said, we just got the CF. He didn't cry, brother. He wailed. Such was the pressure on him and such was the relief. It's like, God has done it again. I stood up to them. I didn't give in. And the cross was not taken down. I sent it to many of my friends. I said, this is a cross that refused to come down to earthly authorities. Everybody say, amen. Can we say amen? All right, yours should not be a problem. I can hardly notice it. Make it a bit more noticeable. I'm serious. The days are coming when people will test us. You don't put a cross, I give you. You put a cross, I cannot give you. All right? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God. Okay? So you know what they tell the youth in East Malaysia? They want to convert you to menjadi orang Islam. Tell them you're a Christian. Don't just wear a small cross. Wear a big Catholic huge cross. I'm telling you. Jangan malu. Can I hear amen for that or not? Of course, we are not fighting cross. This is not fighting Dracula or anything. But we have to make a statement that we're here to stay. And we are not easily intimidated. We know our rights. Can I hear amen for that? Yeah, what's wrong with that? Hey, you go to Hindu temple, got no idol, then how to be Hindu temple? God, have you ever been to Hindu temple, Tara idol? You don't see elephant, you don't see, I don't know, what else, snake or whatever. No such thing, boy, you laugh. It's correct or not? How to be Hindu temple, got nothing inside. What kind of this? So you, when you go to a Christian church, what do you expect to see? The cross. Okay, let me move on. So these are some of the things that we think, never mind, chin chai, pragmatic, politically, never mind. What's the problem? Cover with a piece of paper, after take a read, then take it out. But in the spirit, you are giving in. That's the point. Are you with me? Okay. So next time, you must educate. I don't care, you PM, no PM, you want to come to our CFM, CFM is called cross. Do I go to the mosque inside there and tell you must take out your ablution? I also wash my feet, what? I also find out where to sit out of respect. I go to my friend here last night working in Intel. One of them got married, Punjabi. This against a brethren thing, like my man, but I put on handkerchief veiling over my head. Because I got no turban. What? Are you with me? And out of respect, I put a handkerchief tied over me like a girl like that. And I'm going. Luckily, nobody saw me. It's okay, out of respect for my Punjabi friend. I don't have to do everything out of conviction, but I must learn to do some things out of respect. Are you with me? Correct? I go to a Taoist funeral. Am I going there to yell at them? No. This is Taoist. If I have to wear white, I wear white. Do I wear dashing orange, dashing pink to go for a funeral? There's no respect. Are you with me or not? Okay? The Sultan of Perak came. I was there. Tichuan, MIM, Malaysia Institute, my wife was there. Everybody ampun. I also ampun. He's my Sultan of Perak. Ampun Tuanku. I always bless them. I shake hands. God bless you, Your Royal Highness. PM, we are praying for you. Nothing wrong. I'm a minister. I go around to bless people. We are ministers of the gospel. We go around everywhere to bless people. Can I hear amen for that? Yeah. Alright, I'm not going to cover everything. Keep going, keep rolling. Real need of hour is focus, focus, focus. Alright, you may not like to hear this. Nothing wrong with good tambourine. Oh, I tell you, the music is good, the worship is good. But I'm telling you, the main focus is get the gospel out in word and get the compassion and love of Jesus out of your hearts indeed. And you will easily, easily more than fivefold. Don't wait for a church program. Don't wait for people to come to Jalan, apa itu, Green Hall. Alright? Get the gospel out. All this doesn't have to say. Partnerships must increase. Right, this is China, people. You see, put back the picture. So you support evangelists, there you are. My evangelists are preaching open air now. Let's move on some more. Yeah, this is what happened. Through them, the gospel gets spread to the Miao people, China minority. Let's move. Thousands of university students in Shantung. Two of them are here now in BTS. They even have a Bible school. Okay, we help each other. There's an idea to work together. Sarawak, longhouses. Let's move. You know the one. Okay, put this picture. No. Put it here. How many of you know that this was taken when there's a donkey's ear? And because of the earthquake, now the donkey's ear no more already. It's a reminder that nothing remains still. There's nothing permanent, even in the donkey's ear, in your apa itu, Mount Kinabalu. So please be reminded when you look at this picture, that we are living in end times. Okay, this Indonesia, we are supporting 12 now, 40 more are waiting in Kalimantan. Now with Colin Wong, I hope to support several hundreds by the year 2030. We are moving. Alright, pray for us. Real battle is won by prayer. Alright? The battle is essentially spiritual. Spiritual is not just fighting devil outside. You got to fight the dragons inside. Turn to your neighbor and say, fight the dragons inside you. Alright? Do you want me to name some dragons? The first dragon is the dragon of comfort. Okay? Turn to your neighbor and say, fight the dragon of comfort. Alright. Yeah, that's a very comfortable position. Never allow yourself to settle into a comfort zone. Now, because I'm an outsider, pastor, I come here, I look at Penang differently. I told my wife, you see, Penang, this place, people can get easily contented, one, you know. As long as they've got an apartment looking at the sea, the other one look at the hill, got a nice little car to drive around, food is cheap, makan. Every year I get one or two people say, enough lah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, that's not enough. We must big time, see conversions in Malaysia. Alright, turn to your neighbor and say, big time conversions. We've got to see that. Alright, believe in it. Believe in it. I'm not going small. If I want to have life easy, I just say another 50,000 over the next 5 years. Hey, that's comfortable. But to go on a steep uphill climb from 200, from 80,000 to 250,000 in 5 years, that's steep. From 250,000 to shoot in 10 years now for 2 million, that's even more steep. But that's the way it is. We want to do things where God is in it. God is in it. Otherwise, we fail. Alright? Who is the missionary who says, attempt great things for God. Expect great things from God. Who is that one? Anybody? William Carey, the father of modern missions. Alright? So, young people, I'm looking at the young lives now. Huh? Don't fix your life like, I'm going to earn about 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, buy my little apartment here or there, marry me a wife, have one or two kids. I'm looking at you as an example, but I'm not prophesying. Okay, you're smiling. Don't smile so much. Be a bit angry. Be angry. Why like that one, Penang? Oh God, shake this island! For your name's sake, shake this island! Don't send the wave, the tsunami, where you get your tsunami. Send the tsunami of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Tsunami of the Holy Spirit. Let it come. And let the spiritual landscape of Penang be changed forever. Because the Spirit is hovering over the land. The Spirit is hovering over the churches. Alright? I know a lot of people got money. What's the point? You put a huge building, nothing wrong with that. But what's the point? When Jesus Christ comes again, is He going to rapture your mortar and bricks? Are you folks with me? He's going to rapture what? People. What kind of people? Sheep, wheat, the found. People who are marked with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. That one will get raptured. Amen? Alright, so get the gospel out. Let's move on. Conclusions. Three things. We need God. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen watch over in vain. Unless the Lord builds the city, alright, we, the people of God, build in vain. We need God. Secondly, we need what? His anointing. The anointing, brother, that will cause you to chase the thousands and the tens of thousands. Hallelujah. Right. And we need each other. So pray for us. The newsletter is there. You want to sow? This is it. I got two more copies of Turning Faces Towards Heaven. It's still there. This one's a bit of a commentary. Read it. Buy it for yourself. Every book you buy hardcover, two Bibles go into China. There's also a brochure on how you can participate in the READ program. There's a China Monthly Prayer Alert. Alright, how many of you are surprised that the President of China announced in BBC, is it good for China to have a religion? Funny, communism and talk like that. But they're talking like that. So when we pray, we expect the unexpected. Now, you need to understand where China has come from. 2015, China is now the number one economic powerhouse of the world. In the 1960s, because of the failed Great Leap Forward farming experiments, millions of Chinese starved to death. I was too young to understand what's happening, but I remember as a young boy in Taiping, whenever I throw some grains of rice away, my parents would say, don't do that. Think of China. Many people don't have rice to eat, and you shouldn't throw it away like that. Keep it, we cook porridge, we do something, just don't throw away. The worst come to worst, cannot eat, give the ducks and the chicken, they lay an egg for you, at least get something out of it, alright? I'm serious. So, until today, how many of you have eaten with me before, meals? Have you ever seen me throw things away? I finish everything I put on the plate. Okay, so even though I have money today, I don't like to see things put into the fridge and thrown away. It just don't make me feel good spiritually. It's just not the right thing to do. Are you folks with me or not? Alright? Penang, there are many poor people. Today, Cheng Si is able to put up the House of Hope. You see, I was told more than 1,000 people now. This is a miracle. Why? Because love is in action. If you just go there and preach, but no love in action, they cannot connect. They cannot see the love of Jesus. So that is a model. Go and love somebody. Today, I close now. I had the opportunity. I didn't have a chance to share the gospel. We were nearby finding your church. So since Michael told me nearby, I said, since we are around already, whether we go for Chendol, you know, park there. So we went for your Penang Chendol, Penang Road. Went inside the shop, sat in there. There was one English looking, but actually it's a German girl. And got to know her. I didn't give her the gospel. I said, do you know your country is very famous? Martin Luther, the great reformer, was the one who gave you the heritage. Huh? So I hope, her name is Clara. I hope you will discover the roots so that make your country great. Huh? The Protestant roots, the Reformation roots. Martin Luther, here I stand. We can do no more, no less or whatever. Huh? We're not going to move our position. All right, please stand now. We're going to close. I want you to rally prayer. One way to get out is to be a praying Christian. I want you to be involved in the world outside Penang. Now, the island always has dangers. I've been to Penang, I've been to the Bahamas, I've been to Hawaii, nothing wrong. But it's always easy to have a parochial, insular outlook, even in missions, when we don't get out of Penang. So I'm glad your pastor get out of Penang. He goes elsewhere. I'm seeing the things there. Every Christian, every once in 2 years, at least you must get out of Penang. But even within Penang, can we pray, God, give me spiritual eyes. Give me spiritual eyes. Somebody came to beg. If it is true that she got 5 children and she's struggling because of a part-time job, it would be sinful if the church has so much money and nobody cared. Nobody cared. Nobody go to the house. Nobody tried to find out what's happening. It is for such that Christ died. So we have to pay the price. It's not just about coming to church, having a good time and going off. It is about loving people with the love of Jesus. It's about giving sacrificially, not just on the money back here, but giving to people outside who need our help. People who are crying. It is because of that today there's a booming church in your rifle range. If you just go by traditional method and try to have better this, better that, they are not impressed. Because you are not touching them at the point of need. Hallelujah. Lord, you have reminded us that this country is moving towards 80% Bhumiputra population by the year 2030. 15 years from now is not that far away. Help us today to do the needful. Do the needful so that the church of Jesus Christ will not be put to shame. We will not be marginalized into some funny corners. But oh God, we will be the salt. We will be the light of mainstream Malaysian life, East and West. We continue to pray for the speediest evangelization of our Orang Aslis, of Sabah, of Sarawak. Lord, we continue to pray that the church will continue to be a beacon of light, that we will not cow down to intimidation. Help us to be not ashamed of the gospel, not be ashamed of the cross. Help us never to give in to taking down our crosses because people demand it to be so, even for temporary reasons. We are not ashamed of being Christian. We are not ashamed of the cross or the badge of the cross. It is a badge that we wear proudly. And we are not ashamed to even identify with the sufferings of Christ or the person of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Let your spirit fall. Let your spirit fall. And Lord, for everyone who is present here today, help us to experience fresh, new encounters with you. Give us a sense of awe when you visit us afresh. For some of us, oh God, give us the financial breakthrough. Others of us are looking for more stable jobs. Give us the job breakthrough that we need, oh God. And we want to pray that this church will continue to dream on. And never stop dreaming. Never satisfied because there's more. There's still more out there. And there's more that God wants to pour out for us, oh God. Lord, visit us afresh. We thank you for the 3,000 size sanctuary, the three-story thing they set up, so that it's a blessing to the community, blessing to the nation. They have 13 Methodist churches there. But oh God, now, even in Para, many places, people can go and use their sanctuary. Thank you for the 24/7 prayer that's been set up in Peace Haven today. Churches in Selangor are going up there for a year without stop. No stop at all. People are going by batches to stay there and carry on the 24/7 prayer. Thank you for the prayer altars that are set up over different states in our country. We pray that even in this church, prayer will continue to grow, O God. That we will pray the people into your kingdom, O God. We pray that, Lord, every empty seat will be filled here. More and more chairs will be filled here, O God. Lord, give a breakthrough, we pray. Give a breakthrough, we pray. Give at least a fivefold increase, O God, in this church in 5 years' time, O God. And give the financial breakthrough we need, O God. I'm not sure what you're having in your building, but Lord, whatever is a dream, O God, let it come true. In Jesus' name, we speak reality into that dream, O God. We speak hands and feet into the dream in Jesus' name. And Lord, those of us who have siblings, parents who are still outside your kingdom, could you raise your hands now? I want to make a prayer now, and I'm going to close. Lord, follow me. We ask for your mercy to visit our homes. Alright, pray the prayer of mercy. God is a God of mercy. Implore the God of mercy to visit your homes. Lord, we pray that you will send your light into our homes. Alright, pray that. It doesn't matter how many idols are, when the light comes, they'll all go away. Finish with it. Lord, send the light into our homes, O God. Send it, O God. Alright, the third one. You know, our Father, as I walk with him for 51 years, God, our Father, is a big time encourager. He really wants to encourage us. Anytime you feel discouraged, stretch out your hand and say, God, do something. I need some encouragement. Can you please tell me you're around and you're doing something? So whatever it is, stretch out your hands today. The third prayer, Lord, encourage me. Just pray that simple prayer. Encourage me. Encourage me. Encourage me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prevail. The enemy wants to keep us contained. We want to break out for Christ. The enemy wants to keep us silent. We want to shout for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the empowering presence of His Holy Spirit cause you to live the exciting, adventurous, fulfilling, awe-inspiring, beyond expectation, kind of Christian life, that it will become a reality, a daily reality of life. This church will not be short of testimonies of the awesome power of God, of the awesome goodness of God, of the awesome love of God, that many others who hear will believe and come to put their belief in on account of our testimony, O God. Thank you, Lord. So go out and share your testimonies, how the Lord has loved you, how the Lord has helped you, how the Lord has been a deliverer in times of difficulties in your life. Thank you, Jesus. And we pray that life will impact life. Life will impact life from this church. Life will flow out from this church, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We ask you to dismiss us with your blessings. Give us joy. And let the joy of the Lord be our strength. We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. God's amen.